This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Friday, the 9th of April. It is Friday, Frida Liu. Yes, my name is Audrey Raj, and on the show today, we're going to be talking about, well, it's a mixed bag, isn't it? We're going to be talking about work-life balance. We'll be talking a bit about video games and blockchain, and we're going to end the show with a little piece on face masks and why they've become so dear to us, or the other way around. Yes. On the show today, our main question, of course, is about work-life balance.
And do you feel like you had more control over your work-life balance pre-pandemic? Yes. So go over to Instagram. That's at BFM Radio. And also our poll right now. The option, the choices are yes, no, about the same, and I'm unemployed.
Yeah, okay. That's on Twitter, over on Instagram, a straight yes or no. Get in touch with us via WhatsApp as well. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us. Now, we are talking about this today because WOB, they have released their pandemic edition of the annual Malaysian Work Culture Report, which highlights the experiences of Malaysia's labour force during the pandemic, as well as the job search and application behaviour of job seekers during the MCO or post-MCO. Right. The report highlights a few interesting key trends that could help employers understand the behaviour of the post-pandemic employee.
All right, we're going to go through some of the key findings to the report. But last week, we had a webinar. If you
go to our
Facebook page, you can actually look for that webinar. What was it called again?
It was about the future of work. You've never worked like this before.
Yeah. So he shared snippets of it. So this is the full report. So with remote working being implemented nationally, 35% respondents reported working longer hours, with an increased proportion of them associated with having negative feelings, including stress, anxiety, and loneliness. This is especially prevalent for those who are monitored more closely when working remotely. 44% of those who felt negatively about how their company handled uncertainties during the pandemic also saw themselves leaving their companies within a year, despite the pandemic. 49% said they didn't see any change in working hours, and 19% said they actually worked less last year. So we'll get in touch with WOB founder and CEO after the break. But he explained in the report that the sudden need to adopt remote working has shocked many businesses, and this in turn is affecting their employees.
Yeah.
Companies already adopted more flexible working arrangements prior to a pandemic, adapted to a new normal quicker than those with traditional working arrangements.
Yeah, so WOB also, which is a job portal, right? They're a job portal. They also made a comparison between what respondents looked for in a company pre-MCO and during/post-MCO. Now, up to 64% of employed respondents are worried about losing their jobs. It's been observed that job seekers who have prior working experience in particular heavily considered salary, company benefits, and job security as the top three factors that affect their decision when applying to a company now.
So we downloaded the full report and found a few other interesting stats that we felt are worth mentioning. So luckily, 69% of the respondents' salaries were unaffected. That's pretty good. Quite close to
70%, right?
Yeah. 27% took a pay cut, and only 4% saw a salary increase, which makes sense considering the circumstances. Lucky you. It looks as if most companies are being extra careful because 73% continued remote working even after the government loosened restrictions. In terms of employee-manager relationships, 52% said they felt no change, 25% said they had more freedom, and 22% admitted that they were being monitored more closely. The same 22% also reported more negative emotions like stress and anxiety.
Yeah, we also found some interesting numbers in terms of qualities employees look for in a company before and during the pandemic. Now, while salary and career growth remain the topmost factors when grading a company, I mean, of course, company benefits and job security moved up a couple of notches, overtaking company culture. We'll ask Derek about this when we get him on the line a bit later. Finally, in terms of job-seeking behaviour, a whopping 59% of respondents applied to 5 or more openings over the last year.
So,
I think it was sometime last week when Rich, Arvin and Christine were on the show. They actually, their BizBytes question was about if you've considered leaving your company over the course of the pandemic, right? And it was it was quite surprising, the results. I can't really remember the stats at
the
moment.
It's more than 50%.
Right. I mean, because a lot of people have had the time to stop and consider, or maybe the stresses of the pandemic and, you know, like the change in having to work from home or remote working or just doing things differently all of a sudden has caused people to reconsider their positions at their company.
Right. So it's very interesting how he was saying how job security and all these things have taken over company culture. I don't know whether we'll get him to talk a bit more about that later on. So, but last week we had this conversation and said, who cares about, you know, like that's not, culture doesn't seem to be a priority when you're more worried about whether you have a job or not, right?
Mm. Yeah. And I guess from the employer's point of view, from management point of view, you're trying to survive during this time. Everything has changed. You know, your consumers are not out there, you know, looking for you. You now have to go look for them, and everyone's going through a digital transformation and all of those things. So are you really thinking about company culture during this time?
But he said it was important, right?
Yeah,
because this is temporary. Because after that, when the moment things get better, I would say like end of the year or next year, you know, your good employees might want to leave.
Yeah. Also, you know, some of the interesting points, you know, since we're talking about that webinar we did last week was, I can't remember, but I think maybe it was Hetal, Hetal Doshi, organizational psychologist and CEO of OSAIC. She mentioned that for all the companies right now who have decided to, you know, put culture on the back burner and, you know, that are really emitting the vibe of like, you're just lucky to have a job during this pandemic. Just remember that your employees, post-pandemic, they will remember what you said about, you know, reminding them that they still have a job. And so job security is something that we're all concerned about during this time. But the question we are asking you today is about work-life balance.
And do you feel like you have more control over your work-life balance pre-pandemic? Why or why not? We'll get to the poll results after the break.
After the break, yes. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, here's Roxy Music with Love is the Drug. When we come back, we speak to Derek Toh from WOB and we'll, you know, we'll ask him a bit about that company culture part. All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
do you feel like you have more control over your work-life balance pre-pandemic? Why or why not? Let's have a quick look at the poll results. Yes, more control pre-pandemic. That means now less control. That's 34.6%. No at 27.1%. About the same at 26.2%. And I'm unemployed at 12.1%.
Yes, is actually quite startling. I was shocked earlier on when we just put the poll up and I saw that it was more than 10%. I was like, wow, now we're up to 12%.
Yeah.
Over on Instagram, we have 52% who say yes, 48% who say no. We already have some messages to get to, but waiting on the line for us right now is Derek Toh, CEO and founder of WOB. And we thought we'd speak to him about the Malaysian Work Culture Report that WOB does annually. And they've just released their pandemic edition of this report. So Derek's going to give us more insights into that report. Now, Derek, thank you for staying on the line. Now, we noticed that company benefits took the place of company culture during the pandemic. Why do you think that switch happened?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I believe when everyone is facing a health and economic crisis, then the natural thing that will happen is, you know, people tend to go back to the basics, right? So, for example, if you're at risk of losing your job or if you're at risk of contracting a life-threatening disease, you know, then people definitely prioritize job stability a lot more because they need to put food on the table. Mm. They definitely prioritize medical benefits a lot more because, you know, they want to make sure that they're covered, right? Everyone wants to be healthy. But these are obviously short-term, right? So when the economy starts sort of rebounding and recovering, as you can see right now, you know, company culture is still a very big part, especially if you're talking to someone who's highly employable, you know, so that means they can get a job anywhere, right? And even what we've noticed is, you know, during this pandemic, there were people who were not that affected by it and they were still changing jobs, right? It was still happening, like changing jobs out of choice, right? By their own choice. So they still care about where they want to work, right? What kind of culture these companies have. So so company benefits definitely took, I suppose, became a bit more important over culture during the pandemic. But it's actually, we predict that this is short term and it will sort of flip back in the short to medium term again.
So Derek, 44% respondents said they didn't like the way their company handled uncertainties. What do you think caused this gap in communication across so many local workplaces?
I think as a business owner myself, I can sort of, in some sense, understand why a lot of businesses or companies, responded in a not so ideal way, right? Which is what caused this 44% of the people, surveyed saying that they didn't like the way their company handled the uncertainty. And I think it's because, especially when, your business has been going fine, going well, and maybe it's even been growing, and you might have owned the business for 20 years, 30 years, and you're suddenly shocked by this sudden unexpected thing that, where the entire country is forced into lockdown, and your business is under threat. The very thing that you own and worked on for maybe perhaps your entire life is under threat, and you feel helpless, right? You feel helpless, you're not really sure what you want to do. And I think that this, this caused a lot of some business leaders perhaps to, not respond in an ideal way, right? Maybe they're a bit more anxious, maybe they were a bit all over the place. And when this happens, this emotion is sort of then passed on to your people, either by them actually seeing you behave this way, or even through changes in strategy and, in a very haphazard way. So I actually think it's, it's part of the sort of the shock of it being so sudden and unexpected that's caused this. But I think right now, if sort of fast forward a year later, I probably imagine most companies would have already known, what they need to do. So this negative sort of reaction is probably seen a lot less now.
Right. Okay. Now, Derek, mental health seems to be a big issue after the year that we just had. What can companies do to take note of this? And how can they implement measures to help employees cope when moving forward?
Yeah, so I suppose the stress, right, from working, during the pandemic can come from multiple different areas. There were people who reported working longer hours, right, during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I think that's partially because there wasn't a very clear separation between the work and home anymore. You're just sort of, because your home has essentially become your office, you're just working all the time. And also maybe the stress of juggling work and your family, right? Because maybe you've got kids at home or the elderly at home who sort of, everything is shut down, everyone's now under one roof and you have to do your work and also take care of the kids at the same time, many, many different areas. I think on the company side, because lots of companies don't really know how to operate remotely very well yet, a lot of trust issues could arise where they're over-monitoring their people. So I think what companies can do is first sort of establish some basic rules or what you expect your employees to sort of to act during this time so that the trust issue doesn't come up anymore. Mm-hmm. So as an example, in WOP, we have the three A's that we say that, okay, our expectation is if you're working remotely, you're active while you're working, right? You're accessible, I can contact you, and you're accountable, so we can sort of keep track of your work. So we set out these rules clearly, and if for some reason someone can't, work in this way, because maybe the kids at home and stuff like that, we try to take a very understanding approach. So, okay, that's fine, and then you can try to find a different way to sort of make your work more efficient, or whatever that is. But at least communicate very openly, right? And also, have basic things where you respect people's personal time. I think these are sort of basic rules that companies should implement to sort of not add on, right, to the stress of a lot of employees right now who are already more or less kind of stuck at home.
Yeah, I feel that last part there was really important. Yeah,
right. And the report also illustrates a job hopping trend during the pandemic. Isn't LIFO, last in, first out, still an issue? Why would someone want to switch jobs during such a volatile time, Derek?
Well, there are many reasons why, people could still be changing jobs right now. So yes, you're right in saying that, it's a surprise, right? Wouldn't everyone just kind of hold on to the job you already have? But you have to realize that some jobs or some businesses are still doing well, especially companies that are in the digital space, and they're still very actively recruiting. WOP, for example, we have record high jobs advertised throughout 2020 and now in 2021. So, you know, because a lot of companies are still doing well and certain jobs are still doing well, they don't feel like the talent in working in this space don't really feel like it's a real issue to change jobs. There's no problem at all. They're not at risk of not being able to find the job, right? Another reason it, could be because if you're already working in a company right now in an industry that is negatively affected, very obviously negatively affected, and your company might still exist, you know, might still be running, but you know it's a risk that, you know, they might lay off people or shut down one day, you would look for a job. Most people would look. They wouldn't just sit back and sort of wait to lose their job. So there's this second group as well, right, of people who would change, who want to change jobs because they just want to feel safer. So yes, you could go to the new job and still be at risk of losing it. But if your current place is really a risky place, then I think the logical thing is to just try, right? Just go look out and see what else is there for you during, you know, during this time. And I think the third sort of possible reason might also be, you know, if a company is not handling this very well, this sort of new normal very well, and you know, it's really stressful working in the company right now. I imagine many people, even though, you know, yes, job your job stability is important, finance is important, but there will be a group of people who say, you know, rather than going through this and going through this struggle and this constant stress with my current boss or current company, I take the risk and just move anyway. I mean, I can imagine people also making a decision based on that.
Well, they've just had enough.
Right. I've just got a two-word expression for it, which I will not say on air.
Oh.
Derek, last question. Was there anything in the report that surprised you, something you didn't expect to see?
Well, perhaps this is a good surprise, but I'm happy to see that from the respondents, you know, to the survey, 63% of them believe that their management actually responded in a positive way, right, to solve this pandemic. I mean, they were optimistic, they were organized, and they were calm, 63%. And I think this sort of reflects the maturity of leadership in Malaysia, and also the maturity in culture, right, in how people approach culture, and not just, you know, treat your employees as like a punching bag, if you like. Because, you know, one of the things that I've mentioned before is that obviously a lot of businesses and business owners and management were under high stress due to the unpredictability of this situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, for 63% of them to sort of still be very calm and organized and optimistic in dealing with it is great news. And this can also sort of be reflected in sort of like a positive business impact, right? Because companies that behaved in this positive way, approximately 40% of the respondents, you know, expected to stay in this company for at least 2 years, right? For at least another 2 years, versus those that said that their companies, you know, sort of reacted negatively, you know, only 26%. Expected to stay over 2 years. So most people wanted to leave as soon as they can. So I think that's a, you know, good, positive surprise.
Yeah, that's actually good news.
Right.
Thank you for that, Derek. That was Derek Toh, CEO and founder of WOB. Now, on the show today, we are talking about work-life balance. And we're doing, because you want to talk about work-life balance during the pandemic, everything's kind of blurred, right? But do you feel like you had more control over your work-life balance pre-pandemic? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us with your thoughts on WhatsApp. You can also participate in our polls happening on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a pioneer video game company doing something very interesting. We'll also look at some of your messages from our poll today. But for now, here's Aerosmith with Falling in Love is Hard on the Knees. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.